Yes, important questions. I think that certainly I can't tell you for sure what I know will happen, but given the current dynamics, on the one hand, that Iran has done a lot, in consultations with Fatah experts, establishing the cash regime, which was mentioned in February, pushing through legislation for a variety of topics related, in particular, to anti-money laundering, it does demonstrate that Iran is cooperating, and that may be the main issue that they look at is Iran. Does Iran continue to be a cooperating country? I think there's certainly a case to be made there that an extension on the action plan is something that should happen. I think, on the other hand, it will be, does the U.S. have the ability to build consensus if it does seek to reimpose countermeasures with traditional allies, but then also with other countries as well? And this is where there may be a divergence, because the U.S. exited the nuclear deal. It puts a lot more pressure on its European allies, obviously, to salvage some of the economic benefits of that. And if they vote with the U.S. to reimpose countermeasures, it's only going to make it much harder. And that could be judged as threatening European security as well as business interests.
In a recent piece, what you published recently about this upcoming meeting, you also have quite an idea when it comes to the comments of Iranian officials, especially the ones of the Supreme Leader who stepped in and spoke about joining conventions, joining international conventions, in a sense even disagreeing or putting a ban on joining rather than facilitating this process. How do you explain that?